Hello everyone, Julian here. I'm back with another episode of the Weekly Guitar Meeting at the place for the finest classical guitars. I hope you had a good week. Please make sure to subscribe to our channel if you didn't do that already and leave a like now and leave a comment at the end of the video because we are always very curious about your opinion about the sound of the guitars. And let's start with the first guitar of this week. We have six very, very interesting and good sounding guitars. The first guitar of this week is made by one of the most well-known Australian guitar luthiers, Jim Redgate. This guitar is brand new from 2022 and we have a cedar top on this guitar and cerakote back and sides. The guitars of Jim Redgate are some kind of Rolls-Royce under the classical guitars. And his guitars are being played by a lot of very good classical guitarists worldwide. And let's see how this guitar sounds. Wow, what a sound. It has a very long sustain and it has a very, very modern sound. So very dark, very powerful and very good balanced. What a comfortable play to guitar. What a comfortable guitar to play. It's so balanced and so round sounding that you feel really very comfortable to play in a lot of positions and variations of the colors. Chapeau. So actually, I'm not surprised by the sound of this guitar by Jim Redgate because I have expected a very round and smooth sounding guitar with a long sustain, very well balanced and of course very powerful. So great guitar to play big concerts on it. Let's move to the next one. This absolutely beautiful guitar is made by the Italian guitar luthier Giovanni Tacchi, the son of Andrea Tacchi. And Giovanni Tacchi is one of the most talented guitar luthiers, very young of his generation. And This guitar is from 2019 and this is a Garcia model. We have a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. It's very beautiful with a very fine finishing and very, very light. I'm very curious about the sound. God, what a beautiful sound. It sounds very sweet and very traditional, and it's like a bit of fresh air. And the variations of the colors on this guitar are just amazing. Also in the same position. This guitar is literally singing. I'm very impressed by this guitar. Please make sure to visit our website and read more about this guitar and also the other guitars, because we have much more detailed information about each guitar. Let's move to the next one.
Ich habe kurze Frage, wie wird Thomas Dauge ausgesprochen? Dauge? Dog? Okay, was ganz anderes.
This guitar is made by the French guitar luthier, no, not Daniel Friedrich, Thomas Dauge. And this is, as you can see, a very, very similar copy or homage to Daniel Friedrich guitar. And this model is also called Friedrich. And this guitar is brand new from 2022 and it has the number 156. We have a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Very beautiful wood. Let's see how it sounds. Wow, it's a unusual long sustain. And the sound is, to be honest, very, very similar to a Daniel Friedrich guitar. The tone separation is very similar, and also the tone of the guitar is very singing. I really enjoy playing on this guitar. It invites me somehow to play more, very comfortable and very good balance. And the most obvious thing is the long sustain of this guitar and the great tone separation. Let's move to the next guitar. This guitar is made by Dario Garcia, the son of José Antonio Garcia from Spain. And this is a La Leona model, and it's a brand new guitar from 2022. We have a spruce top and cypress back and sides. Very beautiful guitar. It's very light, and let's hear how it sounds. Of this guitar is very good to what you are playing, so you can form and design the sound in a lot of different ways. Yeah, what do you think about the sound of this guitar? I'm also curious about your hearing, your way of listening, and yeah, let's move to the next guitar. This guitar is made by Zbigniew Gnatek from Australia, and it also looks very Australian. it's a little bit lighter than the usual Australian guitars. It has a lattice braced cedar top, and we have also an arm set here, and we have Madagascar rosewood back and sides. The scale of this guitar is 64 centimeter, and let's see how it sounds. Very warm sound and very full bodied. The basses on this guitar are amazing. And you have, of course, a very smooth and dark sound. It's a little bit similar to the Jim Redgate guitar. I mean, the wood, it's also a cedar and it's also lattice braised. It also comes from Australia, so they are a little bit similar. But they have, despite of that, they have their own character. Such a long sustain and a very fast response. Interesting thing about this guitar is it has a very warm and dark sound, but if you want, you can also create a very thin and traditional sound. Wow, I love it. Let's move to the last guitar of this week. This guitar is made by the German guitar luthier Nils Schebesta. It's a beautiful guitar, really. It's so detailed and so light. And also while I'm talking, the guitar is resonating. We have here a spruce top on this guitar, and we have Wänge, back and sides. Let's play some notes on it. I love the sound. How can I describe the sound of this one? I think it has a very fast response. It sounds a little bit like a double top guitar in terms of punchiness and response. And the sound is also very smooth. Very nice basses. I'm really impressed by this guitar. I like this guitar, really, and but it's a little bit difficult for me to describe the sound and to say what I love about this. With some guitars, I have to play the notes and think and try to discover some new words to describe the sound of this guitar. And with this guitar, it's the case. So maybe you can help to describe the sound of this one and also the other guitars. I think that's it. It was the last guitar of this week, and I hope you enjoyed the weekly guitar of this week. Please let me know also about your opinion about the sound of these guitars, and subscribe to our channel if you didn't do that already. And yeah, have a nice weekend. See you next week. Bye.